hundreds of people who were given life sentences are about to find themselves facing a complicated question, whether or not they're eligible for parole.
The ACLU of Arizona just filed a petition on behalf of an inmate who was sentenced in 1996 to life without the possibility of parole for 25 years. The problem is that Arizona got rid of parole for murderers in 1994. While the language is confusing, what this all boils down to is that these inmates in question have served decades in prison, believing they can be eligible for parole, only to find out they're not. It's a problem the Arizona Republic's Michael Kiefer uncovered last year.
To explain all of this, I'm joined by Amy Kalman. She's the past president of the Arizona Attorneys for Criminal Justice. And Amy, let's start off by having you explain the case that the ACLU filed a petition about this week.
So Mr. Chaparro was sentenced to life with the possibility of parole after 25 years of serving his sentence. And this happened after he was convicted at a trial. He was given that sentence in 1996. And the problem with that sentence is that 2 years before that, in 1994, Arizona abolished parole. We actually completely took it away. So he was not legally eligible for parole. But the problem is the judge sentenced him to parole. And when the judge sentenced him to parole, effectively, he imposed a sentence, and that sentence is something that Mr. Chaparro relied on for the last 25 years. The fact that the judge gave any legal sentence is something that the state possibly could have tried to address at the time. They chose not to do that. And the person who's paying the price for that is Abelardo. And he's not alone. Unfortunately, there are many other people who this error has affected, most in Maricopa County.
The Arizona Republic uncovered this, I know, that hundreds of people since that date, since 1994, when parole was eliminated in the state, have been given sentences that include this possibility of parole. And that's very different, having the possibility of parole for 25 years or 35 years, however long your sentence is, than knowing that that's not a possibility, right?
Absolutely. Now, a parole possibility doesn't mean the person gets out after 25 years, but they get the option to go to a parole board and say, I've been a good prisoner, I have a good prospect for transitioning back into society on my release, I have good rehabilitative measures already in place and those that I've taken, and they give people that hope, mm-hmm. more crucially, something to look forward to and something to strive for. And so those people, and there are hundreds of them, according to the studies that we understand the Arizona Republic and the Arizona Justice Project have uncovered, those people are all facing that as a falsity. Hmm. And the fact that there's right now not a good statutory mechanism to help it be fixed.
And so what is this petition filed on behalf of Mr. Chaparro this week?
Mr. Chaparro and the counsel representing him, they are seeking for him the ability to have a parole hearing in 2020 when he should be eligible for one.
Even though at this point the Arizona Department of Corrections has said it will not certify him for parole eligibility because of that law that you mentioned.
Correct. They're waiting on guidance, too. They've been very, they've been very responsive, and that's not an issue. We're all trying to figure out how to fix the problem.
Right, right.
And they're one of the people trying to figure out how to fix the problem. If they receive an order from the court, I have no reason to believe that they wouldn't follow that order. But right now, the statute's kind of tying their hands.
So I wonder, how did this happen? I mean, how does it happen that hundreds of cases like this kind of slipped through the cracks and were adjudicated incorrectly?
I honestly don't have a great answer for you. I wish I did. I think that to some extent, there are some people who may have hoped that this was something that might come up in the future. Some people may have just been completely ignorant of what the abolishment truly meant. And some people, kind of a combination of the two, wishful thinking, perhaps. I honestly couldn't say, but I know that I don't believe the judges or even the attorneys in these cases were setting out to do something wrong or harmful.
Right. And you say now the legislature can easily fix this. What do you think needs to happen?
The legislature can fix it by passing a statutory provision that says that anyone who was sentenced to parole before the effective date of the statute, sentenced to a sentence that gave the possibility of parole, would be eligible for parole. That would give the appropriate guidance to the Department of Corrections to set up a mechanism necessary for those people to receive parole. And it would do it without having to have lengthy actions in court for every single prisoner the way that we are right now for Mr. Chaparro.
Amy Kalman is the past president of the Arizona Attorneys for Criminal Justice. Amy, thanks so much for taking the time.